Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome. How y'all doing? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yes, you are in fact listening to the one and only. Happy Thanksgiving, Carolyn and Joe Show! How's it going, Carolyn?
Gobble, gobble.
Yes, gobble, gobble, gobble indeed.
I'm gobbling.
It's that time of year again, everyone. It's that time of year where we got Black Friday, we got Cyber Monday, we got just lots of spending, we just have lots of people eating, we have holidays. It's just the holiday time.
Is Small Business Saturday this Saturday?
Is it? I'm not really sure. I should be. I'm a small business, so doesn't get any more definable as a small business.
It's like every day is a different holiday this weekend, this coming weekend.
That seems to be the way that they put it together, too. One holiday, one savings for all. Yeah. Thanks for everyone for all your awesome birthday wishes last Monday. All five of you on Facebook. For those of you who knew my birthday, I'm always very welcome towards that. So how's everything going with you, Carolyn?
It's going well. I'm looking forward to eating a lot in a few days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Thanksgiving, man. We have two Thanksgivings.
That's the plan, just to
eat.
There's always some sort of
shop.
Game plan. There should be some sort of game plan going in, right?
Yeah, like, do you have a game plan for eating? Or like, I kind of just eat everything. Eat it all.
Just eat it all at once. Well, I always think like in a game plan towards eating, there must be some sort of way to, you know, not get full as fast. I always go a little bit for like the, if I'm eating, say like a normal meal, say like if it's like a burger.
Not a Thanksgiving meal?
Yeah, not a non-Thanksgiving meal. See, on a Thanksgiving meal, I try to like expand my stomach or my hunger as long as possible. But if it's like a normal meal, I try just to get as full as quickly as possible so I can get like my money's worth, so to speak. But since I'm not, you know, my money's already been spent and it's, you know, for Thanksgiving, the goal is just to, you know,
enjoy, stay
hungry as long as possible. So I guess like, you know, you try to eat those vegetables first, a little bit of taste of this, a little bit of taste of that. It's really like almost like a taste smorgasbord.
Round robin.
Yeah, that's like the goal.
I used to like hate eating round robin as a kid. And my dad, like, I wouldn't say he forced it on me, but he was just like, you must eat red robin. You must eat red robin. And like for a while, I just wanted to eat like each thing at a time. Like I would eat all the potatoes.
Yeah.
I'd eat all the green beans and then I'd eat the meat.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, whatever was on the plate. But I'd eat it one by one. But then over time, I have grown to accept eating Red Robin. Because, I don't know, man, there's something about, like, I hadn't for a while, but I don't know if it's a disease or what, but, like, food touching, I wasn't a fan of food touching.
Is it a disease?
I think it's some type of OCD or something. Like, you can't control it. Like, if a pea rolls into your mashed potatoes or something.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say
I just don't want them touching, huh?
I wouldn't say I freaked out or something, but, like, when I was a kid, I wasn't like some extreme diagnosis of this, but like I just didn't like the food touching. I wanted them all separate. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Hey, it's the Carolyn's News.
Oh man, it's my news. Yeah. So as we announced in last episode, Joe and I think we are done with our comics tour for this year. But we do have an announcement to make regarding Magic Bullet Comics. I'm editing Magic Bullet. And I'm editing the next issue of Magic Bullet. And this is Magic Bullet number 8. Woo! Getting high up in the numbers. And this will be an open theme edition. And it's due. The complete comic page is due on January 15th of 2014. Joe, can we get some echo effect? 2014! It sounds so futuristic. But in reality, it's only like a month and a half away. So
you guys have a month and a half, basically.
Yeah, a month and a half, man, to get your comic page in. All the details are on magicbulletcomics.com.
Yeah.
You can find all the specs and all that info there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's free. It's free to enter, and it's a free newspaper that's printed in 5,000 newspapers are going to be printed. And also, it highlights the best artists and the best writers in the DC area. So that's pretty awesome. If you live outside the DC area, we are accepting your submissions. but we just want to let you know that the DC area takes precedence. But, you know, we'll be accepting of all. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's an open issue, so you can do whatever you would like to do. There's no theme. Last time's theme was Halloween, but now we're moving on and we're saying open theme. Do what you want.
Not like the word open, but just...
Yeah, I mean, I guess somebody could, if they really wanted, yeah, to be like super literal about it and be like, oh, I'm opening a box.
And you know, there's going to be those people that are going to be super literal about it.
And that's okay. As long as their story's good. All that I ask is that your comic fit our specs and have a beginning, middle, and end, because that is what the best stories have. But yeah, like, I'm looking forward to the issue, so bring it. Bring what you got. Bring your best work. We want to publish it. Again, go to magicbulletcomics.com for more information. And if you have a direct question, you can email me at info@curls-studio.com. But yeah, it sounds so futuristic to be talking like 2014. Like every time I type it, I'm like, oh my God.
2014 doesn't even really seem like a real number to me. It's like a medium middle number of 14. You know, 14's never gotten its respect.
Sweet 14.
It's denominator of 7.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it. When I think of 14, maybe football's just on my mind, but basically that's like 2 touchdowns and field goals. So... You know,
I mean, that's usually how it is, right?
I guess that is an important.
That's
number.
The only thing I see 14 really being used for at that point is football. That's where I see it the most. And we are in the Thanksgiving time, and there's the cold era, and it's football. It's
football season.
It's funny how, like, you know, I remember you were talking about like how you had some comrades at your work going and complaining about going to a football game, and one of the things that they mentioned was they're complaining that it was cold. And whenever anyone really mentions that, like, oh, we went to the football game and it's cold, part of me almost has to almost plead their ignorance, because it's sort of like, it's football, it's cold. You play football literally in the cold.
Honestly, I would not say it's their ignorance, because you know what? It was freezing the other day.
Yeah, but
it was very cold.
That is totally true.
I don't care how warm of a person you are. It's still going to be cold.
But see, that's very true. But that's also, like, that's part of the game. You know what I mean? That's part of going to the game, going to any football, anything like that. You play that in the fall.
Let me tell
they
you.
Play that into January. They play that in December.
I was pumping gas, and it probably took me, like, 4 minutes or whatever to sit out there and pump the gas. Maybe longer. I don't know. I was basically getting most of a tank of gas, like 90% of a tank of gas. And I was, like, freezing. I'm like, in my head, I was like, I'm glad I'm not going to the game, because I would be freaking cold. And I had 2 pairs of socks on, and like a full-on Eskimo coat. With hood. With the fur around the hood. So, let me tell you that. I mean, maybe you just have to like warm up and be comfortable, because that's the thing. Like, I used to run track. Like, I did spring, you know, outdoor, and I did indoor track in the fall. And I don't know, for some reason, like... why, but then I really enjoyed the indoor track a lot, because it would be freaking freezing when we go exercise outside, but I enjoyed it. I don't know, it was just, I just remember being freaking cold all the time, but once you warm up after like 15 minutes, you actually feel hotter than normal, and it's freezing outside.
Either way, though, you go into a football game, those guys are playing in the cold, everyone's out in the cold, it's a game that's outside, there's sort of a list of things that you should be prepared for when going into a certain sporting event. It's like, you go to a professional wrestling show, get ready for that crowd. You go to football, you know, it's outside, you prepare yourself for that cold. But to make that one of the things that's the legitimate complaint about, it's almost just like, it's like complaining about a hot sandwich being hot, you know? It's like, this hot sandwich is hot.
Sometimes it might burn your tongue.
It's like, oh, complaining about fake boobs. It's like, you knew it was fake going in. What did you expect?
Maybe they got botched.
Huh?
Maybe their surgery got botched.
Yeah, but if you knew ahead of time, no matter what, in my head, fake boobs are always botched. There's very few times where I look at fake boobs and I'm just like, wow, those are absolutely the best. But when they are right, you know, it's good, you know?
Well, then how?
But very few times. Probably like at least
3%. I don't know if you've been like close enough to actually investigate, but do you see like the scar tissue around the nipple or under the boob line?
I guess it really depends.
And also, like, I've seen like people get it, like, apparently goes through their armpit. Am I making that up?
Yeah, you can do that too. I've seen that. Like, there's people who, there's one surgeries I believe that you have to like detach the nipple and then put in the whatever, or it goes underneath the boob and they you know stuff the boob that way, or it goes through the armpit, or however different ways.
It's like stuffing a bear.
It is literally like stuffing,
like a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah,
Build-A-Breast
or a pinata. You know what I mean? A Build-A-Breast. That's exactly what it is. A Build-A-Breast.
That's what, like, they should make a Build-A-Breast. Like, what size do you want? Let's stuff it.
Yeah.
Which way do you want to stuff it? Through the nipple, under the armpit, the breast?
I mean, there's so many different ways.
I saw this blog that you shared like about. I guess it was a year or two ago.
I have no idea what's going
to
be
now.
It was
like about this woman who like really decided to journal her time of getting boobs.
Oh yeah.
And she went through like this process of like, should I get it? Should I not?
Yeah.
And like, it was a well-written blog. She ended up getting the surgery.
Well, I think that was the whole the progress of that was she's already decided and she's going to share like, so everyone else knows what the process is of that.
It actually looked painful as hell, to be honest with you.
I mean, you know, let's break down what legitimately getting like fake boobs really is, you know, and like it's funny how like a lot of times, the way I see it like these days, it's weird. I guess just because my job is I guess it's gonna sound totally perverted because all you motherfuckers out there are perverted, not me. But like I've seen a lot of boobs, a lot of different size boobs, and some little boobs, some big boobs, and I'm almost like a true believer that it's really not the boobs. Like a lot of people are saying, I'm gonna get implants because of it helps my self-esteem, right? What are reasons why people will get fake boobs? This is the Thanksgiving time, so we're talking about turkey breasts. We're talking about breasts. That's why we're linking it to this. Breasts, fake boobs, boom. It's almost like getting, you know, like how sometimes. Some people who manufacture turkeys, they like, you know, they implant hormones to have bigger
like,
turkeys.
We need bigger breasts.
Yeah, so that's why we're on this subject. But you know, like, what would be a reason for someone to get implants, Carolyn?
Actually, you know what? I have had no desire to ever get implants. I don't think I even need them, honestly. Like, if I had them, it would look disturbing. Because one time I tried on like a Wonder Bra, and like for fun, you know. I was like, I think I was in Target or maybe Macy's. I can't remember. But like, I was like, okay, I'm going to try this on because the sign on the bra like was intriguing. It said like two sizes bigger or something like that. And I was like, what? It sounded all cartoony or something. Like, how do you just grow like that? I did put on a bra and I put on a shirt like over top of it just to see how it looked like naturally. Like it actually looked disturbing. Like it.
The boobs pushed up all the way?
No, it wasn't even like pushed up. It was just like, it was all like padding. Because they said like grows two sizes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, it literally looked disturbing though. It was, I wouldn't say it looked bad, but it almost actually made me look fatter.
I mean, that is one of the, because I remember there was James would like, you know, they would, you know, I guess be fascinated by the girls in high school who would have big boobs, right? And then there would have been a time that they were sitting, you know, just overhearing, eavesdropping, whatever, however you want to do it in high school, of like, just like, I guess for some reason, there's something where like a lot of the big boob girls would hang out together in high school. And I guess he overheard them having like a conversation and they were talking about how like it was so hard for them or so difficult for them to find a shirt.
Yeah.
Or because then it had to be like a really big shirt and then they would just look big, even though they'd have a tiny like waist, but then their boobs are big. So the shirt would just expand over them and people can't tell like their form fittingness. Or I guess it'd be like, oh, it would just be giant boobs. And
I mean, it is like it is a rough life having big boobs. Like,
it's a rough life having big boobs.
I mean, I would say like, I don't know really how I rank on things. Like mine are probably like my, you know, I have natural breasts, but like they're probably, I would not say they're small. I would say they're like bigger than average, but I wouldn't say they're like gigantic or anything. So I don't know what that is. What do you think of that assessment, Joe? Like bigger than average?
I mean, that's a fine assessment, but
but the thing is like, okay, so here I am trying on this Wonder Bra and like, yeah, it did kind of, I guess, make it two sizes bigger.
And Wonder
Bra
is like just a brand because of its name, Wonder Bra.
Yeah, like I
supposed to
also,
do wonders.
When I tried this on, I was a little bit younger, and like I know it is like a brand name, like the, you know, but the way that their marketing was a few years ago was like, oh, you try it on, and then like it's basically like you have these wonderful breasts, and like in my head I was like, okay, let's see how this works, because I wasn't anticipating on buying it at all. I more just tried it on for fun, just to see what would actually happen. But yeah, like, honestly, I don't think it looked good. Like, maybe it would probably look good to some, like, total perverted guy that's just like, wow, look, they're huge, they're melons, you know, like, that type of thing. But I don't think, like, it looked good on me. I actually felt uncomfortable wearing that bra. And in my head, I was like, man, if I ever, like, for whatever reason, got breast implants, I think it would be, like, such a huge hassle for me. Well, like, just felt, like, clunky.
Well, let's bring the reasons why a girl would get, like, implants, so to speak.
To do it for men.
I guess one,
to
attract men is always one. There's always the self-confidence one part. But like,
it'll make me feel
confident. And then, of course, there's one for like their career, you know, because, you know, if you're a model or you're whatever, you know, they always want to appear to look the best, or, you know, they're like big boobs are the answer, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Or I don't know, maybe you had like cancer and you had to get them removed, and you had to get them redone.
But at least there's always the cancer and the redone thing. Like, I could understand that, because I have seen pictures of women that had breast cancer that like got their breasts totally removed.
Yeah,
and it looked like this is gonna sound rude, but I'm not trying to be rude, but it really did look like a 6-year-old boy or something. Like, they had no boobs and just scars, you know, and like that. I'm sure they'd probably like. Even if you are the most, like, self-accepting person and you totally love yourself, as a woman, I feel like if you were to just lose your breasts, you kind of lose, like, a small piece of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I'm sure there are some women that have breast cancer that are totally okay with it, and that's great, actually, like, that they have that confidence. But I still think that there's, like, a small seed inside of them that, like, you know, if they had to choose, they probably wouldn't choose to not have breasts. Because just, it does look, like, abnormal to, like, not have any breasts at all.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, at least the women that, like, get implants after, like, breast cancer, it's, like, at least I can kind of understand that, like, more validly. Because then it's, like, it makes them feel like a woman again, like, their original body.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense. Like, the Hollywood one, yeah, I get that, too. It's kind of, like, okay, you're a model, and, like, I get... Like, you're looking for that attention, you think it will help your career and stuff. Then when you look really, really look at it, though, there's, like, tons of women in Hollywood that don't have big boobs that are totally successful.
And
Hudson has small boobs, she's always on every magazine cover, and, like, a lot of guys like her, and, you know, she has a good thing going for her.
I think, like, specifically in Hollywood, it's a face thing. Like, in Hollywood, you have to have a great face. Because, like, no matter what, like, at the end of the day, that's what people are going to be looking at. You have to have a great face. And it's not always has to be like a pinup face or like just a model face. But
something
it's a face
recognizable.
It's a definable characteristical like. Face of like that's that it factor face.
Like
you know
the
what
Kate,
I mean?
Kate Hudson has.
Or, you know, let, and anyone
I'm
that,
just using her as any, an example because she does have the smaller boobs.
But like anyone that you... Anyone, like let's, we can go through the list of the girls who have small boobs. Even Emma Watson probably has small boobs. Even
but she's highly regarded as an excellent actress.
Yeah, there. I mean, of course, and that's always the battle that I feel it's going to happen. Are you
depends
gonna be known
on what
for
type
your,
of talent you have?
Yeah, are you going to be known for your boobs, or are you gonna be known for your face? You know what I mean? It's like even Pamela Anderson had the battle that you're just known for your body. Where else are you going to go? Even the Carmen Electra's, like those girls, it's like you have to, you know, it's like should you be known for your boobs? It's like I feel like even with Scarlett Johansson, it's like. She's there, she's known for her boobs, but I feel like, or known for her shape, or known for her sultriness, but at the same time, it's like, I feel like she delivers more than just like, oh, she can just be hot. Because even like before, she wasn't the hottest one, you know, but she's unique. She's a unique, you know, a unique beauty in a way. But also like, you know, the girls who didn't have big boobs, even Audrey Hepburn didn't have big boobs.
And no one ever gave her any slack for that.
Yeah, she had more like the ballerina shape.
But that's what I don't understand about this whole thing of like, oh, I did it to attract the men, you know, like, and that's
well,
that
gotta
also
understand that.
That. Well,
that's an easy
I do,
understanding,
but
one.
It's it overlaps with insecurity, and
it's like it just goes right back to attention. It's like I need to attract somebody, and it's sort of like, oh, so you can't. Your confidence isn't there. You know,
but
I was questioning
like
that
the
part.
Audrey Hepburn thing, though. I never hear anybody say talk shit about Audrey Hepburn and be like, oh, man, she doesn't have any breasts. Fuck her. You know, like, I never hear anybody say anything. All I hear about Audrey Hepburn is like, oh, she's so glamorous and she knows how to keep it classy.
I mean, even,
you know?
Even Grace Kelly, like, Hitchcock was worried that she didn't fill out the dress enough. You know, and she would go to her, she went to her like seamstress or makeup artist, like, you know, I guess like crying or saying like, oh, Hitchcock's not happy with the way I am. And then they would say, like, just stand up straight and have good posture. and like really work that dress, and then and he wouldn't notice anything. And that's systematically what she did. She, you know, she brought the posture up and presented herself better as a, as like, you know, as a, as an actress or a character, I guess. And, you know, then she became a queen in the future. but like, I think, I feel like that's almost, that's a lot of times the answer, because like, I always, a lot of times when I do see girls who, you know, you go, they go from being skinny, and I see this a lot of times with like even like professional wrestlers or any girls, and they get big boobs, like the implants, all of a sudden the rest of their body like sort of fills out with it. And I'm just like, oh, now you got big boobs, now like you sort of have to equal out the rest of your shape. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even like you see that with the Bella Twins, like one Bella Twin from WWE is like really, you know, tight in shape, small frame. And then the other one that just got implants, or not just, but got implants, now her shape is a little bigger. You know what I mean? Because at the same times, it might look weird if you have big boobs, like big fake boobs, and then the rest of you is like really skinny. And that's always a weird, you know what I mean? Then that really looks bad. To me, it looks weird.
I don't know. I just feel like, excuse me, back to that Wonder Brawl story. I'm sorry. I'm getting like my throaty. Like, I just felt really actually uncomfortable wearing that because, like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right, and it felt fakey to me. Like, I was just like...
But a lot of girls like that. A lot of girls actually... I feel like, at the end of the day, a lot of times, a lot of girls might just not want to be them. Themselves. You know what I mean?
I know, but, like, to me, I felt like... Like, I wish, actually, you were there so I could, like, show you and be like...
I wish I was there, too, man.
Look how this looks. Because, like, it actually looked goofy to me. Like, I laughed at that, and I was like, man, I gotta take this off, because this, like, just doesn't...
Does it feel natural?
It doesn't feel natural at all. Like, it looked clownish. Like, I mean, hey, check it out. They're
I mean, I do remember. Huge. It's funny because a lot of times when I do see, like, you know, when people are, like, out and about and younger chicks are wearing. And this is only, if it only feels like a, sometimes it feels like just a young thing minded to do. Like, when they have, like, the big push-up bras and their boobs are, like, they're, like, really up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, well, the way to
that's a stage, like it's a billboard. It's like, check out my tits, ladies or girls. What? No, but, guys.
But
sorry.
Also, well, who, maybe they're trying to attract both.
Maybe.
But like, also, it's one.
I wonder if girls think like that.
If you wear like a corset, you know, type thing, or it's a low cut and you're pushing them up, you know, like that, I can kind of understand like with that type of outfit.
Because it's being a character now.
But if you're like just wearing like a t-shirt under it, you don't see that push-upness of it, and it. I don't know. It just. Looks funny. And the other thing that's strange too is like it's like false advertising, because like I don't know, like I wouldn't want to like go on a date with a guy and then have him like reach over and like grab, and then like he's just grabbing like padding,
like just grabbing padding,
and it, I don't know, to me that seems like really crappy.
It's almost it goes all the way back to the times of like the dinosaurs, when the dinosaurs would have like their wings or their colors on their horns, trying to attract other people. Like, that's what I guess girls would do. They'd have the big boobs now.
And also, but you can kind of tell, like,
but that's just a bra, push.
Like,
but
if you're walking and you see like a little bit of bounce, like that's the natural stuff. But yeah. The push up, like, kind of keeps it so stationary that it, I don't know, it doesn't look as good. But I feel like nowadays, like, there are some guys that don't care about what size boobs you have necessarily. Some guys even like the small ones.
I even like, you know, like when you follow like the Playboy Instagram, and then you see what they're doing, and you see what girls they're promoting now, and it's not like the gigantic breasted one, but it's like the girls that actually have like this, you know, a good well-rounded shape. You know what I mean?
Is that what I don't know what's in right now. So basically, I feel like the
Well, we got to know what's in. Well, we'll just see who's around.
I don't follow the Playboy Instagram, but like I feel like
but it's
back
like
in the 90s,
proportional.
Do you
proportional
think that in the 90s they just had like big ones that are just like, check them out in
I feel like that's what happens. It's almost like the big exploitation of like the 80s, where it's like, wow, you can get implants, and people were just getting as big as possible. And then all of a sudden you'd see like these horror stories with these girls just not like just continuously
not being able to walk,
or continuously just wanting to get bigger boobs. And then you'd hear back problem stories and stuff like that.
Well, the worst is, like, when you hear stories from, like, seriously, like, 18-year-old kids that are like, I really want breast implants, and it's
like I
really?
Just hate my body.
Like, you don't, what?
It's everyone like, hates something about them, but that's also the one thing that makes them unique.
But that's, like, a natural thing, you know? Like, I feel like it's acceptable to be like, you know, oh, you know, there's something wrong with you. Because then that's something, there's always something to improve, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no matter what, there's not, but the key word, everyone's always using the wrong words, I feel like. It's like when people are like, oh, I hate this. This is wrong about my body. It's like that. The thing is, though, it's not wrong. You're doing like probably you're doing something else wrong, because I feel like you get it's like a girl would want to go and she go gets implants and thinks maybe it's going to make her feel better. Maybe it might, you know, maybe it would be. But also, I feel like at the end of the day, it's also like, you know, I'm not saying I'm in the best shape, but also that they put themselves in the best shape, too. You know, it's like it's the same thing as like, you know, if you have small boobs and then you're really fat, you know what I mean? Is that going to make you look better, or should you just get, and then you're like, I need to have implants to equal out my boobs. It's like, maybe you should just get like in really tight shape and really look as strong and healthy as possible, and then really present yourself something like that. Maybe it might not even matter.
I always feel, you know, kind of like really not bad, but I feel like that's the worst body shape to have when you're like a big girl and you don't have any boobs. Like, I don't understand how that happens. I've seen a couple people with that body.
It's like a miscommunication.
Because usually when, like, you're a bigger girl, most of them have big boobs, which is actually, like, a drawing point for some of them. Like, yeah. I've seen, like, guys being really attracted to, like, big women because they like, you know, I guess the big folds in them and, like, big boobs, you know.
That's like, I feel like that was one
chubby
of
chubby chasers.
I remember when I was talking to, like, Mike Bovey in high school, that was always that big fear. We would somewhat try to like guesstimate the future of like how this girl, like, so we'd see someone walk in and they're like, oh, she has big boobs. But then like, later on, be like, yeah, but you know, if she were just to let herself go, it would totally just let go of that. Like, if she were just to like be out of shape for like a whole year, it would totally like even out, and the big boobs wouldn't be as appealing now because everything else would equal out. You know what I mean? So there's always that fine balance. It just comes down to health, really.
But I just still don't understand how, like, it's the worst combination, though, when you have a big girl that has no boobs. I'm just like, oh, even if she lost weight, I guess she could get down to, like, normal-looking average size.
Yeah.
But then, I guess that would be better than being bigger, but it's always like, man, like, at least if you're a big person, at least, like, the one thing you have going for you is that you do have the boobs.
Yeah, I guess.
But then, like,
that's the one thing. Forget the personality and skills and all that stuff.
Yeah, forget about, like, how you actually are as a person. I'm just talking about physical attributes today because that's what
it's because
I'm
it's thanks
about.
It's Thanksgiving time, man. It's the time where people.
So, are you a breast or leg?
And on the what? On the turkey?
On the turkey and on the woman.
Well, I'm a total package type of person, so why do I gotta choose just one?
On both? On the turkey too?
Sure. I eat the wing.
You eat all of it.
I eat every part of the buffalo. Every part of the buffalo.
The breast meat is good.
So that's so I always found that interesting, though, because it's like, you know, like that. I don't know. I find it like if you're in good condition, like, you know, you'd probably look great. You probably look fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, also, maybe like a lot of it is diet, too.
Maybe I'm just not a fan of just bad plastic surgery.
I'm not. I mean, like, I don't think it's worth it, honestly. Like, I know I have seen good stories about people that are like, I love it. I love my new boobs. And like, you know, you hear about that. And but I guess that is good that they feel confident and good about themselves. But I don't know either. I feel like somewhere down the road, it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right to me. Like, I feel like no one should really need that. I guess if, again, back to the breast cancer thing, you know, to put boobs back in, I guess you can kind of, I feel like, you know, that's if you can afford to do that, like, and remodel your body, I guess that's okay. But some of this other stuff's, like, really excessive, too. Like, and I'm actually a big fan of Carmen Electra and Pam Anderson. But it's also, like, they looked fine before it, I think. I don't know. I don't really remember if Carmen... I don't know how Carmen looked before her boobs.
You know, and that's probably just... You know, maybe that's the part of the media, too. They have to look at themselves so many times. People who, you know, they look at them all the time that they can all sooner or later, all you see is the flaws.
But
you know?
Here's another thing. I really do firmly believe that if Carmen Electra and Pam Anderson like never had breast implants, they would not be where they are right now.
Absolutely.
They would not,
not
be on Baywatch and all that.
Absolutely not.
So but if also you think that's about this, it, I feel it like, worked out for them.
I also feel like that's like a sign of the times back then too. Like the mid 90s, the early 90s, big boobs are in, big blonde bleach boobs were in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. that's what it was. But I feel like in this day and age, you know, everyone's learned from that. And they're like, now it's like the health shape is in. You know what I mean? Just athletic shape is in. And then, you know, if you want implants to equal that out, then that's usually what they end up doing. Like, I always see, like, when you see, like, fitness models, you know, and stuff like that. They, you know, because they would lose like all their fat, and of course, if you're super tight, then you'd lose your boobs, because you know when you're cutting all the fat, that's what happens, and then they get implants. I technically haven't really seen that many like health like fitness models who doesn't have implants.
I've seen have you ever seen this one photographer shot pictures of female bodybuilders? Did you ever see those?
I don't think so.
Man, he did. I don't know like who the photographer is, but I've seen his like study several times of the female bodybuilders, and it's crazy because some of them do have the implants, but the ones that don't, they straight up look like a man's chest.
Just because they just have hardcore pecs.
But there's like no boobs. It's disturbing.
Is it working those pecs?
Yeah, female bodybuilding is pretty amazing. Like the women that do that. It's like, wow, they're going full on.
Yeah, then 0% fat and stuff like that.
It's pretty crazy.
Those are the sacrifices for that business.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like breast implants are kind of a thing of the past, but then I also feel like plastic surgery overall is growing.
And also there's a thing where it's like
Botox is now taking over.
And also with like shooting like certain models too. It's like sometimes it's easier to work with smaller boobs and big boobs, because when you have a bigger boob girl, you can only, you know, you're only in a certain genre, you know what I mean? You can't really it's like ballerinas, you know. I hear that they're sort of frowned upon to have big boobs because you sort of lose like the lines of the shape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like there's that thing too. It's like a lot of times girls would be like, well, I want to have big boobs, but it's also like then if you're a ballerina or you're a dancer, like big boobs sort of get in the way. Big boobs do get in the way sometimes, don't they?
I feel like big boobs are actually really overrated.
Big, like giant boobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you're going to be like a straight up, like make that your profession, that's one thing.
Like if you're going to be a Playboy model or like a Lana Decker or something like that and just be boobs all over the place.
But if as like a, I don't want to say regular, but as a woman in general, like, I don't really think it's necessary to have breast implants. Like, it's more for attention, maybe, or, like, your lack of self-esteem.
Maybe the focus shouldn't always be about boobs.
Well,
maybe
that's what
the
I'm
thing.
Like, you should focus on, like, you know...
Your butt, your legs, your shoulders.
This is when,
shoulders,
like, also
your
personality comes into play, too. Because it's like, wow, would that... Does doing that, like, really make you that much happier? Because also, look who you're going to attract. Let's be honest. Like, any guy that's ever, like, looked at me at my boobs and doesn't look at me in the face type deal... You know, like that.
Yeah.
That's not like attractive, too. Or like they, you know, I've seen a couple of people just like look down, just look at that, look
they're
at
like,
the boobs
they're
for
like,
a few seconds, and it's
they're,
like
they're just like boob trolling in real life.
Yeah, it's like, do you really want that guy to like be your potential husband or like? You
and
know?
He was like, the moment I saw your boobs, I knew I had to be with you.
Yeah, and then like I'm like, how genuine is that? And also like, or do you? It's not even like necessarily long term. Like, do you really want someone like that to be like trolling you or like? To be your boyfriend and stuff, or like go through a bunch of guys that are like that, like to me that doesn't really sound stable, you know. Like it's one thing, you know, you must really honestly be like super desperate if you need that attention, because it's like dude, just do your thing, and like nobody really has, that's the other thing, like growing up now, it's like no woman out there like really has really bad boobs. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, all the women that I come in contact with every day. Not, like, I really analyze them or anything, but just, like, you know, out at the mall or, like, my coworkers or something. Like, I've never looked at anybody and been like, oh, her boobs are hideous. You know, like, I never thought of that to anybody. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I know some women do sometimes, like, apparently wear the wrong bra. I've seen, like, studies where people aren't sized right.
I feel like that is the main thing. A lot of women wear the wrong bra. That's actually one of the biggest pet peeves of my whole life. Is I'm like, man, why is that girl not wearing the right bra?
But there's that. But that's, like, a small, you know, problem to fix. Like, you can easily...
It's an easy problem to fix.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's an easy problem to fix. You just basically... one of my former coworkers gave me this tip, and I'll share it with everyone here, is basically like, she was like, go to Nordstrom and get somebody there. They have professionals there and they can fit you and they'll measure you and they'll tell you what size you are.
Because really that, like, from what I hear, that having the right bra also like the right support does shape and keep the longevity of your boobs.
Yeah. And also like, it's like, and then I got it done and it's like not really, it's it takes like really seriously under 5 minutes. It's like not intimate or anything. They just like go in the room with you and like measure around your waist and stuff and like take a look. But it's not, they don't touch you or anything inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Well, they're not
like,
supposed
they don't grope
to.
You. But I'm just saying, I'm just giving a warning for people that might be scared or something. Like there's nothing wrong about it. And like, it's a good thing to like, get a professional to look at it and tell you what size you are. But I don't know. There's that thing like that women don't wear the right bra size. But that's the other thing. Like, I don't look at other women and being like, oh, hers is hideous. Like I said, the only thing that I can think of is that I do kind of feel bad for the fat people that have like no boobs like that. I don't understand. But I mean,
who are you feeling bad for?
Because I don't know. And actually, I don't know anyone like straight up that has that. Like I don't actually have friends like that. But I've seen, like, walking around, like people watching.
What about the guys that have boobs? What do you do about that?
Lose weight. Same thing with the women that are...
Titan!
The women that are big that have small boobs.
Or just don't eat excessively, right?
I guess if they're happy with themselves, then that's cool. But, like, if you do want to, like, make yourself better and also be a healthier person, you know, like, look up better nutrition and, like, eat better and, like, take walks, you know? Like,
it sucks because there's so much bullying going on these days that it's like it's really hard to motivate people, you know what I mean? Or it's like difficult to keep someone motivated when there's all these people who already have their genetics in line that are already trying to slam on them. Like, oh, you have all, you know, like Cindy Lou or whatever is already making fun of these people, but they just got to sort of be strong about it, I guess.
But also I feel like the genetics argument can only go so far these days. Because like it really is like a lot about your diet and exercise.
Maintaining.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
And it's not
like,
going to be easy.
It's one of those things that I've always said, like, if I ever look in the mirror and I feel like, you know, something's wrong, like, or...
And you
like,
can feel
my pants
it, too,
aren't,
I'm
my
assuming.
Pants aren't fitting all of a sudden. You know, it's kind of like, oh, I feel like I should maybe take more walks. Or, you know,
walks
it doesn't have
are
to
crucial.
Be as hardcore as you think, but, like, just starting out, you know, move your body. It's always good to move your body in general anyway, because we don't want to be slugs, you know?
And really, it's not all about having the boobs that you don't have. It's all about rocking the boobs that you do have.
Yeah.
It's like if you have small boobs and you know what I mean? And it's like, well, take care of everything else and your boobs look great on you. It's like you gotta keep the proportions
properly.
And like
you said about the posture too.
Yeah, the posture and the presentation and just don't be a slob. You can be a slob on your off days or when no one's looking.
But as far as like
or really just be happy. Just make it so you're confident.
But as far as like women that have like A cups and stuff, it's like I've heard of so many guys being like, oh, I love that. They're all perky and
yeah,
like
but
little.
Yeah, but also like, you know, what's her name from who's just going out with the George Clooney. I forgot her name now.
Stacey Keibler.
Yeah, Stacey Keibler is like, you
is
know.
Is she
not,
still with him?
No, I probably not. But she has like, she's, you know, she doesn't have big boobs and, you know, she was never pressured to have like implants or I don't know. But she was never like, I'm going to get implants. But she worked everything else.
Yeah.
It's like, really, that's what it is.
And she's actually known for her legs.
At the end of the day, maybe that's the answer, is that maybe you're not supposed to have the big boobs. Maybe you were given something else that's awesome. And you got to stop being distracted by these things that people are like, oh, the only way to get a guy, the only way to grab people's attention is big boobs. It's like, well, there's several other models and even that made their names for themselves that are not just like, she's known for her big boobs. Because at the end of the day, it's still that opposite Megan. Because Megan Fox doesn't really have big boobs, but she has the boobs that are awesome for her proportion, you know?
I would
that's
say
another
they're,
example.
I would say her boobs are above average.
But like at the end of the day, they're not like blam. But she's like she's kept everything else in check, you know. So that's the answer. Everyone should just keep it in check in this holiday time.
Yeah, it's hard to say that now when we're just talking
about but that's what I was saying. So you just get ready. You get your mental status ready. This is when you should be working it the most. I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a hard time of year because people are feasting. They're getting ready for hibernation, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one's at the gym as much.
Really?
Well, like, I'm assuming so. Well,
they should play live music.
I always
dance,
think it's funny, like,
go to the clubs.
I always think it's funny at the gyms where, like, the past 2 years when I've been going to gym, like, people always be there, like, the first 2 weeks of January, and then you just never see them again.
They just work it off and then go away.
Yeah, or not even that. It's like it's almost like that was their New Year's resolution. And then they're just like, oh, I'm done with this.
It's a Thanksgiving resolution now. No, but like, yeah, boobs are not probably not the answer.
But also, like, I'm thinking about somebody like with Stacia Keibler. Like, if she really did have like big boobs,
Natalie Portman doesn't have big boobs. You know, there's a lot of people. I don't remember Kristen Bell having big boobs. It's really just like these days, it's like butt legs and, you know, just proportion at this point.
Also, the other thing that's in now, which I don't fully get, but this whole thing with the abs. Like, I feel like every 10 years, there's like a different body part that's always being promoted. Now it's being the abs.
Well, the abs is one of those...
But also, like, most people don't, like, show off their abs. They usually wear a shirt.
Well, abs in a way are like... That is almost like the Mount Olympus of, like, keeping in condition. That's almost like if you have your abs tight, that's like what it's just like, damn, a person's in good shape.
Yeah.
Because it's not like
it's like no it's one. Like,
that's the trait right there. You know,
like,
what I mean?
No one has the core, like perfect abs, but then like their legs are all fat. That's like if you have perfect abs, then that means pretty much most of your body's tight.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
But
work those abs.
I would think it was hilarious though if somebody had like perfect abs and then like their arms and legs are all like fat. And
I don't even know if that's even possible, but it'd be amazing to see that.
But it is interesting.
It's like, man, look at that 8-pack. What the fuck is the rest of it going on?
Yeah, it's like
Thunder Thighs.
It's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with an 8-pack.
We did see. I remember I went to a house party with Brian probably back in like 2003 or 2 down in Norfolk. And there was a girl that was sort of like, everything was like in awesome shape. But then for some reason, like her butt was like massive. And I was like, how does that even work? Like her, you know, you can tell her stomach was flat. But then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm not talking about like big. It was like big. And she was tiny. I was like, what? I was like, how does that? We were all just like, that's like sort of a phenomenon.
Do you remember that time like 5 years ago or something? We were at Old Country Buffet. I don't even remember who was with us, but like there was this one girl that was getting food and she had like a huge butt and everyone was looking at her butt.
It was just like a...
It was just like a mound of butt.
But
she had like an average body size, but her butt was huge.
But that's what I was saying. It's almost like someone like Chris Angel body switched them. With someone else at the different chick, I was like, "This doesn't make sense."
It is kind of interesting, possible, though, when people have like one body part that's like bigger than the rest.
I always find that it's unique.
It's definitely unique, but yeah, like I don't know, man. Basically, I guess the conclusion is, I don't really think having bigger breasts is the answer. I think staying in shape is the answer. Being the best you can be is the answer. And that goes with personality as well.
And also it's a thing where like a lot of times these days, you know, people will say like the excuse of like, well, you know, after I have kids and, you know, then I, you know, everything's out of shape now. And like, I beg to differ because I've worked with several people who just had 3 kids and that you never would even guess. Because they were just like, yeah, I just work out, do a lot, you know, keep it together. I'm like, well, that's the key right there. Maybe because a lot of times, I don't have kids and I'm not even in that lifestyle. But maybe that's the answer people are looking for is, you know, just keep it together.
Do you think the abs phenomenon is also partially, I guess, to blame because of Twilight and like the guys taking off their shirts too?
I
feel like that's a big thing now is in the media, like every guy has to like, be totally toned.
I mean, at the end of the day, every person would love to be in that condition. You know what I mean? Would love to be in that condition. But that's work. That's what people have to put the work in. If you're willing to put the work in, you get those results. You know what I mean? But that's what's always funny. You see people with those resolutions, and then, you know, after the first month of like working out, then they're done. But it's just like, imagine if you kept that going for years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, to get that type of abs, like, how long do you think it takes?
That's
like,
a fucking diet, too.
Is that like...
That's like no nothing.
Would that take like 3 months?
That's like Jim Morrison. You know what I mean? That's just like a vegetarian and you eat nothing. You eat just like the proper proteins and stuff like that.
But how long do you think that would take? Like 3 months?
I was told like 90 days. Yeah, that's if you can get that and you just do it intensively, you can get that shape in 90 days.
It'd be so interesting if one of our listeners like actually tried to do that and like did a before picture... And then, like, work their ass off, like, all, like, December, January, and February. And then March, they'd be, like, ready for bikini season almost.
Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. 90 days.
Now's, like, your time, man. Like, right after Christmas, just start working out.
Yeah.
Hell, start now.
Just forget about Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah.
Just yes. Thanksgiving is your final meal.
I mean, I don't know. I get concerned about... I know with, like... I feel like, honestly, people look up to the Hollywood people for their looks. But also,
but they have trainers.
That's what I was getting money. At. They have personal chefs. They have trainers. They have people tell them what to eat. They're not like out there buying Cheetos or whatever. It's
yeah,
like
just eat healthy, man.
But it's like for us people that aren't like Hollywood, I guess we have to do it for ourselves.
That DIY.
Might, DIY. That might take more effort. I don't actually want to have like full on abs. I bet if like I did, that would be cool. Like I wouldn't be against it or anything.
But you got to be able to maintain.
But
that.
Yeah,
that's
the
main
thing. It's like
that's why when you see people in those fitness competitions, they work all the way up to the fitness competition and then they just, you know, let it.
Well, it's
you
like
can't maintain
also
that
the
forever.
Victoria's Secret models, they don't eat for like 2 weeks before. They have like liquid diets.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks they're like, oh wow, look at how they do that. But then as soon as they're done with the show, they like can actually eat real food.
Yeah, so remember that. So, it's all make believe, ladies and gentlemen. It's all make believe.
I mean, basically starve yourself for 2 weeks. I'm not telling you to actually do that, but I think most people would lose a few pounds. I don't know, I think personally they're a little too thin for my taste.
Who's that?
The Victoria's Secret, some of them.
Well, they're also like tall and lanky.
Tall and lanky.
Lanky and big boobs.
Yeah, I mean, they look good. I'm not.
They're like phenomena. They're like phenomenons, really.
They're angels.
Yes.
But I feel like, you know, I don't know. I don't think I would look good with the abs. And then the big boobs.
And who's
like,
to
the
say
bigger
that,
boobs is like too much. It's
and who's
just,
to
like,
say that those Victoria's Secret models are like actually in shape? They're just, you know,
they're
I bet they're pretty.
Wavy.
Maybe they're fragile. You know, I've never met one personally, but
the
you know.
Angels.
But like you can't, but you don't really see lots of muscle definition happening there. You just see like
boobs,
skin on bone. But probably not. There's probably amazing ones out there. So maybe that's the key. The key is not boobs. The key is just becoming that total package that you're meant to be.
Be the best you can be.
Be the best you that you can be. Eat wisely. Eat wisely.
Eat wisely this Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then take a walk.
And take a walk.
With
walks
your family.
Are really crucial. Yeah.
Because then that would be like a perfect Thanksgiving
in the cold.
To work it out.
In the cold, too.
Actually,
in the
I heard
cold.
Thanksgiving Day will not be as cold.
But still, no matter what, do it in the cold.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you. This show is brought to you by Astray Productions, astrayproductions.com. Also, check out one-shots.com where you can check out my newest films. And you can also see the behind the scenes of all the stuff that I do, the show, the photo shoots that you can hire me for, and also the films and also commercials and whatever it is I'm filming. At theGoAstray.tumblr.com. GoAstray.tumblr.com. One-shots.com. And JoeCarabello.com. What do you got, Carolyn?
First, I want to say that I watched your film, The Magic Trick.
Oh, yeah?
Again. I thought it was, like, completely amazing. So, if all y'all listening out there, if you have a few minutes, how much minutes is it? 8 minutes or something?
Yeah.
If you have 8 minutes, go check out The Magic Trick.
I forgot to mention this. I forgot to mention this before, but also The Magic Trick is going to make its first public debut at the GV Expo in an exclusive screening for the Final Cut user group.
Cool. When is that?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, so we can promote it on the show. Next
we're gonna promote it on the show. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I might be able to make it. I'm not sure. I have a commercial shoot that day, but we'll find out. Maybe. Carolyn.
Yeah, check out my comic strip Curls. It's at curls-studio.com. And again, remember to submit your comics page to Magic Bullet. It's due January 15th, 2014. Go to magicbulletcomics.com. And we anticipate it. We anticipate your entry.
Yeah. And if you guys have a live show or anything where you want us to be like, you know, record live or be hosts on any of the panels or anything, we will be happy to do that. But in the meantime, see you later, Carolyn.
Stay fit.
Be excellent to each other.